This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As part of our series this week, The Price of Profits, we're looking at corporations. What are they for and who are they for? One dominant idea is that the mission of a corporation, its only responsibility, is to make as much money as possible for its shareholders. Some even argue it's a legal duty, but Lynn Stout disagrees. She's a professor of corporate and business law at Cornell Law School and the author of The Shareholder Value Myth. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Do you look at this fixation on share price as dangerous?
Oh, absolutely. Because remember, what is the object of the corporation? Corporations were created to make it possible for humanity to pursue very large, long-term projects. They started off with creating universities and building cathedrals, and then they moved on to opening up continents and building railroads. Today, we've got corporations designing self-driving cars and even looking into commercial space transport. These are really big, really long-term projects. That's what corporations are supposed to do. And that doesn't involve paying attention to what the share price is tomorrow as opposed to today.
There are no rules that say a company has to try to do this, right? Make their stock price go up.
There are certainly no corporate law rules that say that. In fact, quite the contrary. Modern corporate law is really clear that boards of directors have the discretion to do anything they think is in the best long-run interests of the company. And if you doubt me, you can just listen to Justice Alito in the recent Hobby Lobby decision. Writing for the majority, Justice Alito says, and I quote, "While it is certainly true that a central objective of for-profit corporations is to make money, modern corporate law does not require for-profit corporations to pursue profit at the expense of everything else," close quote. It's absolutely clear that corporate law does not require directors to maximize profits or share price.
Can you explain a little bit of the sort of unintended consequence of federal legal changes that have led to this?
I'll give you two examples of federal changes that have had a really, I would say, corrosive effect on our business sector. One is a change in the tax code in 1993 that requires companies to tie their executive pay to a so-called objective metric. And what's the most obvious objective metric? Share price. So it's federal law, as much as anything, that is driving CEOs to focus on short-term share price increases instead of long-term sustainability and good corporate performance. Another example is a series of changes that the Securities Exchange Commission has made in the proxy rules that were quite deliberately intended to empower institutional investors and that have been grabbed onto and used by activist hedge funds in particular to put enormous influence on boards to do things the way the activist hedge funds want them to be done.
Lynn Stout, Distinguished Professor of Corporate and Business Law at Cornell Law School. Thank you very much.
Thanks again for inviting me.
Our week-long series, The Price of Profits, looks at how corporations affect our economy. You can hear coverage all this week on Marketplace and on our website, priceofprofits.org.